Good morning. 8:38, October the 26th, 2017. Oh, it's a dead man's party. I'm just listening to Oingo Boingo on the walk. And yeah, I'm moving. Look at this. It's windy. When I catch the wind is cold. I mean, really cold. And the temperature's only like, I think it's like 52. I think I put on the picture that it's 58, but that's wrong. It's 52. Official temperature is around 44. It was almost 60 degrees. Actually, I think it was 60 degrees when I got out. So I've been out, I've been riding, I've been up, I've been walking. Let's see if I can get this straight. I've been up, I've been riding. I've been catching up on my monitor efforts. Various communities trying to catch up with a little social media here and there. I got, I don't think I have a full 1,000 words yet this morning, but it's close. It's like 850 or something like that. I try not to pay too much attention to how many words I write during the day. Just, am I writing? The answer is, so far. Yesterday, when I got to the end of the day and I counted the words at the end of the day, it was 300. Which was unacceptable to me. I had to get more than that, so I stayed up until I could get 1,000. And yeah, that worked. I've already got almost that now. I'll get it before the day is too much older. I do have to go home, make breakfast, get this thing posted. I've got to take the kid to work at 10 o'clock, which is an hour and a half. It's 8:40 now. I have to leave at 9:50, so an hour and 10 minutes from now. Which is enough time to get some food. She'll need to get some food. I should probably feed the wife. It's enough time for another cup of coffee, and I probably got time to get this posted. Tomorrow is the opening of Mile High Con. I'm going to try to walk in the morning. I should be able to. I don't plan to leave here till late morning. I need to be there by 1 o'clock, the latest. I'd rather be there by noon. My first gig is at 3, but getting through the green room, getting my badge and my tags and my schedule and all the things I need can take quite a lot of time if you wait too long to show up. Better voice of experience there. Jeez, I must be hiking right along. Puffing like a steam engine. Okay, I think I can. I'm pretty sure I can. I mean, I've done it before. I've got my long johns on. I'm wearing 3 shirts, parka. And the ambient isn't that bad. It's just the wind is cutting. I took my gloves off to try to bleed a little excess heat off. So yeah, the story. I'm really excited about the story. I still flounder with it, but I think it's good flounder. It's not quite soul yet, but I'll take flounder. Flounder's a good fish. I prefer haddock. I remember when you used to be able to catch haddock. In the North Atlantic. 40 years ago. I guess it would be 50 years ago now. 1565. Yeah, that would be half a century ago.
Good Lord.
So I was trying to, one of the things I was doing this morning was trying to explain to somebody who's made up their mind that Amazon is cheating them, that the evidence they have is that their books are being published through Lightning Source, which is an Ingram print-on-demand company that is now, I believe, Ingram Spark. But because a friend bought her book on Amazon, and was pleased because she got it at a discount, because Amazon does that, but when she looked at her Lightning Source, she didn't sell any books that day. So of course Amazon must be cheating her, because print on demand means that when somebody orders a book, Amazon tells Lightning Source to print it. Which is true for CreateSpace, but is not necessarily true for Lightning Source. Understanding the relationship between Amazon and Lightning Source is key to understanding what possibly happened. If you publish your books through Lightning Source, you're going to pay too much for them to get set up. But if you do a lot of hand selling, if you're the kind of person who likes to keep a case of books around because you sell them at cons or out of the trunk of your car or whatever, but if you're the writer who keeps an inventory on hand, who takes them around to the bookstore, sells them directly without having to incur the additional shipping costs of having them drop shipped, etc., then Lightning Source can be more economical because the price per unit is smaller. Morning. It's generally smaller. I'm not going to say always, but generally smaller. And there are some things that Lightning Source does that you can't get through CreateSpace, like hardcovers. But what Amazon does with Lightning Source books is that they order a few. And so if you look at a book page on Amazon and see nine copies in stock, that means they ordered some copies from Lightning Source, and those copies are now sitting in an Amazon fulfillment warehouse. So if somebody buys one of those books, that's invisible to the author. You don't get to see it until and unless you get a remittance advice at the end of the appropriate month, which is still 2 months after the close of the month. So the end of September, I wouldn't see the money until the end of November. Which is the same period as KDP uses, Kindle Direct Publishing. So just because the book did not show up as a sale on that day from Lightning Source, it doesn't mean that Amazon isn't going to pay for that book at the end of the month, the next time, whatever end of month it is. I don't know if it was a book that was sold the other day, or a book that sold last month, or a book that sold last year. I don't know. But the reality is that you can't look at Lightning Source sales to see about a single title that has been sold on Amazon, because that's not, they're not that closely linked. Yes, Lightning Source is print on demand. Their demand comes from Amazon, not from the person who buys the book. Get ready, say it with me. Monk Post. CreateSpace, on the other hand, CreateSpace is kind of a special case, because CreateSpace is an Amazon company. And in theory, they could just, you know, especially for low volume titles, they could just, you know, trigger an order through CreateSpace and have it shipped. Or, if it's a book that sells pretty regularly, rather than incur the overhead and tie up CreateSpace printers for onesie-twosies that they do, you know, maybe a couple, three times a day, what they'll do is that they'll order maybe a week's worth at a time. I don't know. I don't sell enough paperbacks to have it make any difference at all. So I'm not exactly sure how that works with CreateSpace. But I do know that they do stock some CreateSpace titles in their warehouses, just to make it easier on them. And I suspect that they'll pay CreateSpace for them until they sell, which means it doesn't show up on my CreateSpace remittance advice until they're sold. Perhaps they have a similar arrangement with Lightning Source, but I sincerely doubt it. And the confounding issue is resellers. There are a lot of people who, well, there are a lot, there's maybe a dozen resellers. And if the reseller's price is less than Amazon's price, quite often what you'll see is that somebody will buy the new book and it will be at a discounted price, and they're buying it on Amazon's site, so they think they're buying it from Amazon, but in reality they're buying it from a distributor. They're not buying it from Amazon. The distributor had to get the book somewhere. Good morning. The distributor had to eventually pay for them. And the sale of those books should show up somewhere. I don't know where, I don't know how, but it's not like they're being stolen. The problem with paperbacks is that there's no Amazon sales dashboard. You don't see when a book sells on Amazon, when a paperback sells on Amazon. I see usually within an hour or so when an ebook sells on Amazon, because KDP. I don't see when paperbacks sell, because I don't put my paperbacks through KDP. I put my paperbacks through CreateSpace, and I will continue to do so as long as I can, or until and unless the KDP paperback issue gets resolved to the point where I can order a physical author's copy at cost. So that I can proof the damn thing before I try to set it up. I always have at least one mistake. And if I have to put it for sale so that I can buy a copy and put those mistakes out there, that's a non-starter. And I will stay with CreateSpace as long as I can. CreateSpace has been trying to get people to publish their paperbacks through them by linking to KDP. And now KDP is trying to get people to put their books for sale through KDP in paper versions. And unfortunately, the paper versions are based on the ebooks. I don't think you can upload a separate set of files. I may be wrong with that. You've got to be able to upload the covers. Just talk to a couple of people. I know some people who are doing it. And by the way, the people who are doing it are very unhappy with the way that's going. So I've been taking care of a little business this morning. I've been taking care of some writing. I'm out. I'm walking. It's almost 9 o'clock. 8:53. I should be home by 8. I should be home by 9. So No, a good day. I've meditated for 10 minutes. I missed my early morning meditation this morning. Be damned. I dug right into the writing. I didn't even think of doing the morning meditation. Oh, well. I got the walking meditation in there for 10 minutes. I'll get the sitting in silence meditation in later today. I'll try to do it pretty early. I did it last night at like 9 o'clock. Problem with doing like a day is that I get centered and quiet and relaxed, and then I want to go to bed. And what I really need to do is do it earlier in the day so I can carry that quiet, that relaxed mindset forward into the work afternoon, for example. I made the turn here. We're heading north. The wind is right in my face. And it's being scooped up by my hood and pushed down my back where I've worked up a sweat. Damn, that's cold. Crap. Ah. Going with the wind, so it's pushing her right along. Care of any of the loose leaves that are thinking about falling. It's also blowing all the litter in the neighborhood around. Today's trash day in my house. It's trash out, but it's enclosed. An enclosed can. So my litter's not blown around. That ain't the case for me. As long as there's trash in it, the trash can itself won't blow away. I'll have to pay attention and see when they come pick it up, because otherwise the can itself will get blown over. Okay, here I am. Almost. I'm getting there. Ta-da! Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.